I have the great privilege of talking to you about the topic of frailty in liver transplantation. Now, I think that we all have a strong sense of what the word frailty means colloquially, and we all have stories about how frailty has impacted the outcomes of our patients anecdotally. But what is frailty exactly scientifically? Frailty is a concept that was originally developed in the field of geriatrics to describe a distinct biologic syndrome of decreased physiologic reserve and increased vulnerability to health stressors. When applied to patients with cirrhosis awaiting liver transplantation, frailty has been shown to predict clinically relevant outcomes, including hospitalizations, readmissions, and death in both the transplant and the non-transplant settings, as well as the outpatient and the inpatient settings, and importantly, independent of liver disease severity. So how does frailty exert such a potent effect on our patients' outcomes? I really want to hone in on this idea of frailty representing a patient's physiologic reserve. Shown here on this graph is a patient's physiologic reserve on the y-axis, with this area shaded here under this line representing low physiologic reserve. Now, a patient who is not frail, or in other words, has ample physiologic reserve, will experience an acute decompensating event initially with a decrease in their physiologic reserve, but will have enough fuel in their tank, if you will, to withstand this acute stressor, maintain adequate homeostatic reserve without significant complication until the acute stressor resolves, and be able to recover and rebound without significant event. On the other hand, a patient who is frail or already starts off with very low physiologic reserve will experience the same acute stressor and depletion of their physiologic reserve, but then enter into this area where they start to experience and become highly vulnerable to adverse outcomes, including acute kidney injury, hospital-associated pneumonia, C. difficile infection, or DVT, and suffer one complication after the next, and ultimately have very poor long-term outcomes, and ultimately even die from their low physiologic reserve. So how do we measure a patient's physiologic reserve in order to identify those who are frail and therefore most vulnerable to adverse health outcomes? In recent years, a number of tools to measure frailty and physical function that were originally developed in the field of geriatrics have been studied in patients with cirrhosis in both the transplant and the non-transplant settings. Now, while all of these tools that have been studied in patients with cirrhosis are standardized assessments of frailty and physical function, I think it is most useful to actually categorize these tools as either subjective or performance-based. Some of the most common tools that have been used to measure frailty and physical function in patients with cirrhosis that are purely subjective are the clinical frailty scale, which is assessed by the clinician, the Karnofsky performance status, which can be assessed by either the clinician or self-assessed by the patient, as well as the activities of daily living scale, which is assessed purely by the patient and sometimes can be asked of the caregiver. Performance-based tools that have been tested in patients with cirrhosis include the short physical performance battery, 6-minute walk test, or cardiopulmonary exercise test. The most commonly used test to measure frailty in patients with cirrhosis that combines both subjective and performance-based tests is the Freed Frailty Index. In the liver transplant setting, where we are often incorporating assessments of frailty and functional status into transplant decision making, I believe it is critical that we predominantly rely on tests of frailty and functional status that are performance-based and therefore objective and less subject to bias, that are reliable, reproducible, and repeatable over time, in addition to having prognostic value. For these reasons, we at UCSF developed the Liver Frailty Index, a purely performance-based test that includes three metrics: chair stands, grip strength, and balance testing, and enhances prediction of mortality in patients with cirrhosis awaiting liver transplantation above and beyond MELD score and MELD sodium alone. For these reasons, our team at UCSF developed the purely performance-based liver frailty index. This index consists of three tests: grip strength, chair stands, and balance tests, which enhances prediction of mortality in patients with cirrhosis awaiting liver transplantation above and beyond MELD sodium alone. This test takes fewer than 2 minutes to complete in the outpatient clinic setting and can easily be incorporated into the routine and longitudinal assessments of our liver transplant patients. Measuring frailty in our liver transplant candidates in a standardized routine fashion allows us to do much more than simply inform our transplant decision making, although that is, of course, important in and of itself. But having objective metrics of frailty available in our clinical practice allows us to prescribe interventions to our patients that are tailored to the degree of their frailty. Now, at a minimum, all patients with cirrhosis awaiting liver transplantation should receive recommendations regarding nutrition and exercise. Specifically, they should receive recommendations about adequate protein intake consisting of 1.2 to 1.5 grams of protein per kilogram body weight per day, as well as a late evening snack consisting of 200 kilocalories at a minimum every night before bedtime in order to reduce the number of hours that the patient is fasting during their sleep time. With respect to exercise, it is critically important that we recommend a diverse set of regimens that improve not just aerobic fitness, such as speed walking or swimming, but also another set of exercises that improve muscle strength and muscle size, such as a simple chair stand, for example, or resistance bands to isolate specific major muscle groups. But for patients who experience more rapid declines in their physical function as measured by the liver frailty index, or who are currently classified as frail, such as shown on this spectrum, more aggressive intervention is necessary. These interventions may include a referral to a nutritionist, as well as nutritional supplementations, initially orally, but if the patient is unable to meet their protein and daily caloric needs orally, then with a feeding tube. And exercise recommendations, including outpatient physical therapy, and if needed, even inpatient acute rehabilitation. Measuring frailty in a standardized objective fashion allows us to tailor the intensity of our intervention prescriptions to the degree of frailty of the patient. It also allows us to measure and capture the longitudinal response to our interventions that will give us a sense of the reversibility of the patient's frailty and how they might respond and recover after a liver transplant. I hope that today's lecture on frailty and liver transplantation has provided you with the basic information that you need to begin to incorporate a routine, standardized assessment of frailty into your clinical practice. Thank you.